Tonight, ABC will celebrate the 50th anniversary of A Charlie Brown Christmas, one of the most successful animated Christmas specials in TV history. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says the show found success by breaking all the rules for animated kids shows.
When you think about it, there are lots of good reasons why A Charlie Brown Christmas should never have become a TV classic. Instead of using grown-up actors to deliver polished imitations of children, they had real kids voice Peanuts characters like Charlie Brown and Lucy.
Get the biggest aluminum tree you can find, Charlie Brown. Maybe paint it pink.
Yeah, do something right for a change, Charlie Brown.
The animation was crude, cranked out in 6 months to meet a pressing deadline. There was no laugh track, and the score was slightly melancholy. Written by jazz pianist Vince Guaraldi. There was even a pivotal scene where Linus quoted the Bible to explain the true, non-commercial meaning of Christmas.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them, Fear not.
That moment drew concerns the network might look like it was trivializing the holiday in a cartoon. Lee Mendelson, executive producer of the special, told the Archive of American Television he had a very specific reaction when the show was completed.
We all thought we had ruined Peanuts. It seemed very slow and it was too religious, blah, blah. We didn't know.
When Mendelson showed it to CBS, they didn't like it either. But a curious thing happened on December 9th, 1965.
Then it goes on the air and gets like a 45 share. And in those days, there were only three networks. I think we had half the United States tune in who had television.
Turns out, all those things, which looked like drawbacks, viewers loved. And that affection has continued for half a century. Tonight, ABC, which now airs the Peanuts animated specials, will also broadcast a celebration of the show's 50th anniversary. It features stars like the Black Eyed Peas singer Fergie, who actually played Sally in several Peanuts cartoons in the mid-80s.
I remember always just feeling so welcome and a part of this Charlie Brown and Snoopy family.
And Sarah McLachlan sings a version of Christmas Time Is Here.
Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer.
The origin of A Charlie Brown Christmas is much more humble. Mendelson got to know Peanuts creator Charles Schulz while making a documentary about him in the comic strip. Coca-Cola asked Mendelson and Schulz for ideas on a Peanuts Christmas special. Working with animator Bill Melendez, they wrote an outline in a day. Mendelson said the ideas which made the show a classic mostly came from Schulz himself, who died in 2000 at age 77. Speaking in the documentary A Christmas Miracle, The Making of a Charlie Brown Christmas, Mendelson used one word to describe his longtime collaborator.
But you had here a genius in Mr. Schulz, one of the great geniuses of the 20th century in terms of entertainment.
And the fruits of that genius keep making the season a little brighter 50 years after A Charlie Brown Christmas first aired on television. I'm Eric Deggans.